Chapter 4. Judy hurried off the elevator at the roundhouse and followed the oddly hand-scrawled signs to the homicide division. They led to a narrow hallway of cheap paneling, past a huge black plastic tub of trash, sitting right outside a reception area, also cheaply paneled. The small room was covered with signs like "Police Personnel Only" and "Private Keep Out," which Judy ignored. The front desk was empty, and she barreled past it. She needed as much information as she could get about the Caluzzi case before she went back to the office and had to account to her boss, Benny Rosato. She'd been so thrown by Pigeon Tony's confession, she'd forgotten to get the details of the case. Like how he killed Caluzzi, for instance. Little things. Judy entered the squad room, and because she'd only been up here twice, took a minute to get her bearings. Not that anything had changed, in the last 20 years, for that matter. Water-stained white curtains barely covered grimy windows. Most of the curtain hooks were missing, and the drapes hung like gaping wounds from cheap metal valances. 6 cluttered desks filled the small room, only haphazardly arranged, and in one case covered with breakfast debris of a cold bacon sandwich, the scent of which lingered unaccountably in the air, mixing with traces of cigar smoke. Battered file cabinets ringed the side wall near the 2 interview rooms. The place was momentarily quiet of ringing phones and empty except for 2 detectives who were looking through a boxed file on a desk. Judy wasn't surprised at how quiet it was. She'd been around enough to know that the day tour at the homicide division was the quiet shift, not the other way around. Murders generally happened under cover of darkness. Who said there was nothing to do in Philadelphia at night?